B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, people, how did people meet anyone these days?
Tinder? Not Tinder, the apps, dating apps, it's like Hinged and whatnot.
Tinder, Hinged, the bar.
Red lights, stop signs.
No, they don't meet there.
I don't think people meet that way, but we found an article that's like the best places to meet someone that isn't at a bar. So you might not be too far off by your stop sign and red light.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you.
So this article by Elite Daily says that these are the best places to meet people when you're single. The grocery store.
We just talked about that where we thought maybe it was awky to...
Well, it says, you know, if you use your social awareness and looked around and found a cutie buying dinner for one, then maybe there could be love.
I don't know. I was just at Harris Teeter, and I went to the salad bar, and I was as I was standing in line, it was a really long line, the guy says to me, makes you second guess if the salad's even worth it, which freaked me out because that means he saw me build the salad.
Oh, do you think maybe he was hitting on you?
Oh, there's a good chance, Loren. I never know when people hit on me.
Roy's awareness is
no clue.
Zero.
No clue.
Okay, at a coffee shop.
It freaked me out, though.
You could take a look around for a hot barista and slide your number on a napkin.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, that's lame. Sorry.
See, I don't like this next one. At the gym. I hate going to the gym, and if I'm at the gym, please do not try to pick me up. I literally just want to do my 30 minutes of cardio and light weightlifting and go home.
Yeah, but I think the Elite Daily is saying for these, it's like the gym is where you might see somebody over and over again, giving you the opportunity to potentially meet someone.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it says that you can make fast, flirty eyes at someone and maybe even land yourself a workout buddy that can help you stretch.
There it is.
Yep. You can meet somebody in class and pass a note.
I like going to Le Mans class and looking for single moms. That's a good place to meet people.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, according to the Elite Daily, that's number 8.
Uh-huh. At a museum. And I always tell my single friends this. I say volunteer work. Like if you volunteer for the Humane Society or a charity that you're really passionate about, you're going to find like people that have the same common interest.
Yeah.
So like the museum or volunteering might be a good idea.
704 said, my parents met at a stoplight. My dad rear-ended my mom.
Wow. So what happened at the stoplight?
Stop it.
So we're 5.
They teed that one up for
you.
I
know.
I met my fiance at a car show. 704 texted. Both of our cars were in the show.
Awesome,
another person texted and said, I met my boyfriend at the movie theater unintentionally. We both went with our best friends to see The Lion King and happened to sit right next to each other.
Wow.
But see, the movies, you can't talk.
No. I guess you could maybe get your pinky and touch their pinky or something.
Do a little pinky flirting.
You know, you're not supposed to talk in the movie theater, but there's always those two people that are commenting on everything
right.
that happened. I can just imagine like sitting there trying to watch The Lion King and these two are going, I don't know, I like the original one better.
Or you're watching a Star Wars episode with your friend Lorraine and she's going, who's Chewbacca?
I didn't ask who Chewbacca
was. Which one's Yoda?
I think I might have asked about Yoda. I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Here's what we need to do. Producer Nicole, see if you can find us some calls from people who met in weird places. Not your average bar or on Tinder, but you met somewhere that we would consider somewhat odd.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's like the unique, strange place you met someone? You know, everyone now meets on a dating app, Hinged, Bumble.
Or at the bar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If that happens.
I think it does.
Really?
I mean, maybe those are just one night things, but.
Well, they're more likely to happen than what Loren was reading from Elite Daily that said you can meet people at these locations besides the bar.
Yeah, it was like a grocery store, coffee shop, at the gym, in class, a museum.
I remember one time I was working. I remember one time I met this woman in class.
Yeah.
I was working. Working this girl. And she was like so out of my league. And I did all the hard work. I cracked the code. I talked to her. It was a Tuesday, Thursday class. Sat by her, talked to her, broke the code, and only for my friend to swoop in and steal her from me.
Aww.
Hey, Manny, thanks for getting me all the intel on her.
That stinks.
All right.
All right, let's bring in... This is Ariel in High Point. Welcome to the Manny Roar in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Strange place your parents met?
So they met in the Southgate Shopping Center parking lot in Thomasville, High Point, or Thomasville, North Carolina, 31 years ago today, actually.
Whoa.
My mom was out cruising, and my dad was, like, waving at her, trying to get her to pull over for a couple weeks, and she finally did. And he was like, I've been watching you, you know, seeing you cruise for the past couple weeks. I wanted to meet you. Today is my birthday. Will you sing happy birthday? And she's like, no, it's not. And so she made him, like, pull out his driver's license and show it to her. And sure enough, today's his birthday. So she sang happy birthday. And they got married 9 months later. And now they've been together 30 years, 3 kids, grandkids. Wow. It's great.
That's so sweet, because that could have gone horribly wrong. Like, if somebody told...
It could have been terrible, yeah.
Yeah, if somebody told me they've been watching me for weeks, I'd be like, okay, that's a restraining order.
I think since it was, like, the 80s and you're, like, out cruising. It was
flattering.
It was a different time. Yeah. You're right, Ariel. It was a different time, you know? The word stalking wasn't as familiar as it is now.
Hmm. You were just flattered because you didn't have an audience on social media. You were flattered that somebody's been watching you.
Right. Yeah. You got a hit.
Yeah. Thank you for the follow. All right. Let's talk with Jenna and Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, Jenna, where'd you meet your husband?
I met him at an amusement park in high school. My friends dared me to hit on him.
You hit on him.
Yeah.
Now, did he live in the same city as you?
No, we actually grew up an hour apart.
Okay.
What? Why the dare? Were you telling your friends that you found him attractive?
Well, my friends never believed me that I had boyfriends because I never dated kids from my high school, so I had to show them who was right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you remember your opening line, Jenna, at the amusement park?
I do. Yeah, I said, hey, I like your shades because we were wearing the same sunglasses.
Oh, okay. I like your shades. Clever. And now you're married?
Yeah, we just got married this summer up in New York.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Hopefully at an amusement park.
All right.
Unfortunately not, but it was much prettier.
Thanks, Jenna. Hold on. One more.
All right, Chelsea and Hickory, welcome to the Manny Roar in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My best friend actually met her husband 8 years ago on Highway 70 in Hickory. Cruising, I was hanging out the back window trying to get his attention. And they pulled over, and we hopped in the back of the truck and started cruising. Well, they exchanged numbers, and they've been together 8 years, been married for 2.5.
That's so nuts to me, Chelsea. And when was this?
About 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So it's not that long ago. And, like,
just
I remember...
jumping in someone's car.
right?
I was down at... Myrtle Beach for their bike week.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was, same situation, yelling at some women. They were in the car yelling at women on the side of the road. And then they went up to the guy and then they went to go with them to go party. And I'm like, what? That's how you get murdered.
Right.
Like, why?
Yeah, but if it works out, you can get married too. Thanks, Chelsea. Valerie and Valentine, we can't get to her, but she met her boyfriend at a unisex hairdresser.
By the way, I don't know if those odds work out for you.
What?
Either get murdered or married.
Right. I'm here on caution.
Right.
I know some people who've been married and they wish they were murdered instead of married because they were so miserable.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.